A month ago today, I rode into Iraq with Elizabeth Newfer. She was the Boston Globe reporter who did such brave and admired work covering human rights crimes in Bosnia, Rwanda, Afghanistan, and Iraq. She died last Friday when the car in which she was traveling crashed into a guardrail. Elizabeth was 46. Her translator, Walid al-Dulami, was also killed. I wish I could say that Elizabeth and I had spent the 9-hour drive talking about human rights stories. Most of the time we told jokes, we sang, we shared family pictures, and funny stories about mutual friends. Elizabeth had considered not making the trip, but she felt it was important to see Iraq because she regarded Saddam Hussein as being part of the same low company as Hitler, Stalin, Pol Pot, and Serb generals who massacred civilians at Srebrenica. "You and I have to see these places," she said, "because we can come and go and no one censors us." Very few reporters had seen as much evil. It was a word she didn't shrink from using, as Elizabeth Newfer. In her book, The Key to My Neighbor's House, Seeking Justice in Bosnia and Rwanda, she described a schoolhouse in Rwanda that held corpses from a mass grave. "Leg and arm bones," she wrote, "lined up in rows like matchsticks. Skulls placed in rows with their empty eye sockets carefully turned to the front. 25 skulls across by 35 deep on a table. 875 genocide victims. Mathematics lets you try to calculate an otherwise incomprehensible atrocity." Elizabeth didn't need to see new incomprehensible atrocities, but she seemed to hope that each new crime might supply some clue as to what could twist human beings into being so deliberately brutal. "There is no one explanation for evil," she once wrote. "The answers are as complex as the human soul." Among the family photos she found out from her wallet a month ago was her translator Walid's little boy. She also had pictures of Rwandan friends and Bosnian friends she had helped emigrate to the United States. The people Elizabeth Newfer wrote about weren't confined in newsprint as names and phrases in a story. They were human beings she kept alive in her work and in her life. She had a good heart, and she kept it open. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.